Yo, what's up, my dudes and dudettes? It's your boy Logan Cruz, back at it again with another dose of pure, unfiltered alpha activation. Listen, we're Gen Z, right? We're wired for high intensity. The world throws curveballs left and right, social media is a pressure cooker, and let's be real, sometimes our emotions feel like they're running the show. Ever felt like you were about to explode from pure frustration or anxiety? You know that feeling when your chest gets tight, your head starts pounding, and all you want to do is scream into the void? Yeah, we've all been there. But hold up. That doesn't mean we gotta become emotional wreck grenades. Today, we're diving deep into how to navigate this emotional roller coaster without losing complete control. It's about channeling that intensity, finding your inner zen, and becoming a damn superhero of self-regulation. Ready to level up? Let's go. First off, you gotta understand the beast you're dealing with. Emotions are like wild animals, man. They're powerful, primal, and if you don't handle them right, they can take you for a ride. We all have different triggers. Maybe it's social media drama, pressure at school or work, or even just a bad cup of coffee. Figure out your emotional hot buttons. What sets you off? Once you know your triggers, you can start to prepare yourself mentally and emotionally. Think of it like training for a fight. You wouldn't walk into the ring unprepared, would you? Second, breathe. Seriously, I'm not kidding. Deep, controlled breaths are like magic potions for calming your nerves. When you feel that intensity rising, take 5 slow, deep breaths, in through your nose and out through your mouth. This helps slow your heart rate, calm your mind, and put things into perspective. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional system. Third, don't react instantly. Think about it like this. You wouldn't punch a wall when you stubbed your toe, would you? Well, maybe, but that's not a good look. Take a moment to process what's happening before you respond. Give yourself time to think things through and make a conscious choice instead of letting your emotions dictate your actions. Fourth, find healthy outlets for your intensity. This is where self-care comes in, man. Exercise, meditation, journaling, spending time with loved ones, these are all amazing ways to channel your energy and de-stress. You gotta invest in yourself, bro. Think of it like a video game. You need to level up your skills and keep your character strong. And lastly, remember, it's okay not to be okay. We all have bad days, moments of weakness, and times when we feel completely overwhelmed. The key is not to beat yourself up about it. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and know that this too shall pass. You're human, you're gonna stumble, but what matters is how you get back up. Think about the last time you were super stressed out. Did you lash out? Scream at someone? Maybe you went for a run, vented to your bestie, or just took some deep breaths and chilled out. The point is, we all deal with emotional intensity differently. This ain't about being a robot who never feels anything. It's about finding what works for yo-yo, owning your emotions, and using them as fuel instead of letting them control you. Imagine this. You're walking into that presentation, the one where everyone's watching you. You feel your heart pounding, palms sweating, but then you remember all these tips. You take a few deep breaths, remind yourself why you're awesome, and rock that presentation like the alpha you are. It's about owning your emotions, not letting them own you. So what's it gonna be? Are you gonna stay stuck in emotional quicksand, or are you gonna rise above it? Remember, my dudes and dudettes, this is your life. You're in control. Take charge, level up your emotional game, and show the world what a truly powerful Gen Z alpha looks like. Now get out there and crush it. And don't forget to hit that follow button, leave a review, and share this episode with your squad. Let's spread the alpha love.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.